Ugh.
I always forget how much I hate the smell of hotel rooms. There's either no life or too much life, you know? You get a lungful of Febreze, or you get smacked in the face with the scent of every guest that slept here in the last month. No in between. I guess I prefer the fake lilacs to the human potpourri, but it's a tough call. Would you mind if I rubbed you up against every porous surface in here? Hey. Hey, Cupcake. I'm talking to you. Focus up. Did you hear anything I just said? Figures. Come in already. You can't just stand in the hallway all night. We don't have much of it left as it is. What's with you? You were quiet on the ride over, too. Don't tell me you're actually scared. I can smell it on you, you know? Cortisol, adrenaline. Ooh, that's gonna give your blood such a nice edge. Adrenaline's got a kick to it. Tangy, delicious. It'll pair perfectly with your natural sweetness. Sorry, love. You're going to have to put up with a bit of creepiness tonight. It's only fair. I put up with your self-righteous attitude every time we see each other. Are you joining me or not? Tick-tock. Night's wasting. There's plenty of space to get comfortable. It's a king-size bed, after all. There you go. Not so hard, was it? Oh, the hatred in your eyes. Not to mention that sharp tongue. I've got a few sharp things myself, Cupcake. So glad to finally be introducing them to you. Now, have you given the thrall any more thought? Can't say I was expecting anything else. Can't say I'm disappointed either. I want you to feel this, Hunter. I want you to remember every second. I want to hear your heart racing in terror as I drink you down. Still with the insults. Maybe I should take the high road here. Come back with a compliment instead. You'd hate that just as much, though, wouldn't you? For your information, I was actually going to say you look quite nice all fancied up. Nothing against the old leathers and weapons standby, obviously. But it's fun to see you in something else. Variety and all that. Though, I think my contribution really completes the outfit. Nothing like a fresh pair of fang marks to spice up an ensemble. Complain all you want. Seriously, do. It's fun to hear. But you're getting a second set of those in a minute. Might as well embrace the ravished by a creature of the night look. Or invest in some scarves. I don't imagine you'll want your colleagues seeing these, will you? Oh, I think it's a little my business. After all, if you bleed and tell, I might find myself with even more of you irritating little Buffies on my tail. Aw, Well, we'll see if you're any more forthcoming after I'm done eating. Lie back. Yeah, just like that. You're gonna want to grab that other pillow, too. Prop yourself up a bit. God, do you have any idea what you look like right now? You're a four-course meal, darling. All laid out and ready to be devoured. No, stay down. Relax. Don't you trust me, Cupcake? Smart Hunter, good thing I don't need your trust. Now, tilt your head back. Further, Hunter, don't be shy. There we go. All right, hold still. This is going to hurt quite a bit, as you already know. Brace yourself. God, that's even better than I remember. You're in the wrong line of work, Cupcake. Say the word and I'll take you out at my place in a heartbeat. Preferably yours. Aw, don't be too shy to touch. I know it's a lot. Here, hold on to my shoulders. It'll help ground you. Better? Good. Sorry. I know it's terrible manners to talk with my mouth full, but I just can't help it. Nothing improves a good dinner like some stimulating conversation. Though honestly, there's not much better this can get. Fuck, I've wanted this so long. Do you know how frustrating you are, Hunter? Slipping through my grasp every time we fight. Keeping me away from that pretty throat of yours. And that just makes this all the sweeter. Finally, I have you right where I want you. Oh, that was a good noise. I could practically taste it. Is it too painful for you? Are the punctures getting too irritated? Just say the word, Hunter, and I can take all that pain away. Still so stubborn, even with the strength leaving you. Don't think I can't feel your grip weakening. Could you fight me off now, if you had to? If I told you you weren't leaving this place alive? That got you tense. Your heart's just about leaping out of your throat. Shit. Tilt your head back up, darling. I'm not through with you yet. All right. I'll do it myself. I should lead you around by the jaw more often. It's quite fun. And the view isn't bad either. Oh. All right. I think that's about as much as I can take anymore, and you might actually die. Oh, that. I was just teasing. I told you I wasn't going to kill you, and I keep my promises. Like returning this stupid necklace. I'm leaving it on the bedside table here. Give Wild my compliments, will you? This metalwork is honestly quite lovely, even knowing what it's for. Hey, don't black out on me now. Eyes open, Hunter. God, could you look any more delicious right now? Dizzy from blood loss, bite marks already bruising. I need a picture. I'd tell you to smile, but I really like the half-conscious look you've got going on. Hold still. And a close-up. And one more of your neck. All right. I'm satisfied. All right. The mini bar didn't have apple juice, but it did have orange juice, and for some godforsaken reason, Gatorade, so... What? Of course I'm still here. You need to drink something, and I can't exactly see you standing up to get it yourself right now. I wrecked you pretty thoroughly, Hunter. You're too tasty for your own damn good. Which brings us back to drinks. Which one do you want? The juice is probably the better option, but... Focus, Hunter. If you go and die on me, that means I held back for nothing. So pick a drink. All right, here. Do you need me to hold it for you, or are you up to drinking it on your own like a grown-up? Good. Slow sips. You don't want to throw up. Oh, stop looking at me like that. I take care of my meals, all right? The ones worth keeping around anyway. Obviously, if I drain someone, they're not getting a juice box and cookies afterwards. Very funny. No, I don't have any sweets with me. Aside from you. You're going to have to settle for whatever's on the dessert menu for room service. Let's see. Ah, chocolate cake, hot fudge sundae, various milkshake flavors, something called a dessert lasagna. That sounds disgusting. Ooh. Ooh, slutty cheesecake bars. Is that seriously a real thing? If we don't order that, I'm going to be severely fucking disappointed in both of us. No, this room isn't exactly light-proof. I'm just here long enough to get you your snack, then I'm going home to my nice, cozy coffin. It'll be a bit lonely, though. Maybe I can tempt you back there one of these nights. Done with your drink already? That was fast. You already look a little better. You'll be back in fighting shape in no time, Cupcake. Shame. I could do a lot with a few free nights. Aw, back to the insults already? I guess you're feeling better too. Sit tight. I'll order you some food. And, Cupcake? Thanks for the meal. Can't wait to do it again.